Luke and Ben exchanged glances. "You got to Dathomir on a rickety vessel," Luke said. "But I don't think you can handle this."
"Perhaps I'm not as skilled as Ben or you, but good enough. I learn fast."
"Learn fast?"
Ben said, instantly alert. Luke was too. Did she mean she hadn't had much training? But she had shut down and had now turned to the console.
"You are very strong in the Force, Master Luke."
"Thank you.
It is not a compliment to accurately assess one's
allies, Vistara said.
"You stand the best chance of getting us there in one piece. I ask to be allowed to plot the course and co-pilot."
"Fair enough," Luke said, slipping into the pilot seat. Vistara threw him a quick glance, as if reading his thoughts, then sat beside Luke. Her fingers, long and elegant, flew over the console deftly, as if she were playing an instrument, and her smooth brow furrowed in concentration.
"Here,"
she said.
"This is..."
Her voice trailed off. Luke had to fight to keep his shock from registering strongly in the Force. The star map she called up was exactly what he had seen at Sinkhole Station when he had entered the room with the white cabinets and seen several holographic representatives of other places, the station itself, and what seemed to be a complete map of the entire Maw Cluster. There had been a crescent-shaped gap on the map. When Luke had touched it, an outline had appeared of a long crack in the shell of black holes. And it was into this void, this crescent, that Vistara was taking them. He and Ben had come this way, but not so far as to see this. In the center of the crescent was a pinpoint of brightness, a blue star. Except it had changed since the last time Luke had seen it displayed at Sinkhole Station. And apparently, judging from her reaction, it had changed since Vistara had seen it. The crescent had been a sliver, like a few days old moon. Now, it was a semicircle, like a half moon.
"It's grown," Vistara said. "This area here,"
and she pointed to the half moon of darkness,
"used to just be a crescent. It's gotten larger."
"I saw a map of this area at Sinkhole Station, and you're right," Luke said.
"That star is the sun of Avaloth's world,"
Vistara continued, recovering from her shock.
"The light is blue. It's quite lovely. The world is very hostile, completely unnatural. The animals thrive by photosynthesis, and the plants prey upon them."
She gave Ben and Luke a half smile.
"Keeps you on your toes."
"And Avaloth controls everything," Luke surmised.
"She does."
"Great," said Ben.
Luke did not reply. More than ever, he was convinced that Sinkhole Station's job was to keep this being in line, keep the black holes surrounding her world so that she couldn't escape. When he and Ben had been there, the station had clearly been falling into disrepair, and it looked like the situation had worsened just in the short time they had been away. Now the area to which Avaloth had been confined had shifted ominously. And this bright blue star burned like a defiant flag run up a pole, daring them to come and get her. Which, Luke mused, they would.